B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
I want A plus B.
Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone, so come along.
Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day.
Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, guys, here we go.
A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H.
I want A plus English.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Kat.
And it's Ghost Month this month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is your first time experiencing that in Taiwan?
No, I've been in Taiwan for a while, so I've experienced a few different Ghost Months, including, mm-hmm. I think, the first time was the first month that I moved here, and so people started telling me, don't whistle at night, or don't
do certain things.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Don't do all these things, which I was like, okay. And then I did them anyway. I'm still here, so.
You're fine.
Yeah.
I guess, like, I think it only, people only care about that a bit more if they really are afraid of ghosts. Are you afraid of ghosts, or you're okay?
Not really. I have never seen one, though. I have some friends who say they have.
Whoa.
But I have never seen one myself.
Okay, luckily.
Have you?
I'm actually really scared of ghosts.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, so I try to make sure I don't make them angry during this month. And if you're scared of ghosts like me, then maybe we can read the article to learn about some of the things that we should and shouldn't do during Ghost Month.
Okay.
Culture Shock! Ghosts and Superstitions.
Simon and Lucia are outside on the street. It is dark. Simon sees an interesting shop sign.
That shop sign is brill. I'll take a picture of it.
Simon starts to take out his phone, but Lucia stops him.
Don't do that.
What's wrong?
You shouldn't take pictures at night during Ghost Month.
What's Ghost Month?
Ghost Month is the seventh lunar month. At the start of the month, the gates to the ghost world open. We don't want the ghosts to pay attention to us.
Simon looks around for ghosts.
How?
We don't do a lot of things this month. For one thing, we shouldn't shout out people's names or addresses on the street.
Simon puts away his phone.
And we shouldn't take pictures either.
Right. Also, don't whistle.
Oh, don't worry. I won't.
Simon tries to pat Lucia on the shoulder. She jumps out of the way and shouts.
Ah! Don't do that!
Word power!
Sign. Sign. McDonald's restaurants always have big yellow signs outside of them. McDonald's restaurants always have big yellow signs outside of them. Ghost. Ghost. I once saw the ghost of my dead grandmother in this house. I once saw the ghost of my dead grandmother in this house. Gate. Gate. There is a gate in the wall so we can go in and out. There is a gate in the wall so we can go in and out. Address. 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 I want to send you a letter. Can you tell me your address? I want to send you a letter. Can you tell me your address?
认识智慧
Lunar Whistle.
Okay, so our article starts off with a conversation between Simon and Lucia. And it says here, Simon and Lucia are outside on the street. It is dark. Simon sees an interesting shop sign.
Okay, so sounds like they're having a little walk in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Simon says the sign looks really interesting. He says it in a very British way.
Mm-hmm.
He says, that shop sign is Brill. I'll take a picture of it. Okay, so Brill is one of these words that I almost never hear in the U.S., but apparently it's pretty common in the U.K., although I did ask Seb, and he said that Brill is a little bit old now.
Uh-oh.
But, I mean, I guess if you said it in the UK, people would still understand you, and they'd still think, like, oh, I know what he means. Brill is short for the word brilliant. So brilliant as in really cool, as in that's really good-looking. It's interesting. Brill, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our first word power word in this sentence as well, which is sign, S-I-G-N, so don't say the G. It's a noun. Signs is something that shows, like, the name of something or shows important information that people who are just walking on the street or people who are looking for something particular might want to know. Like, a shop sign shows the name of a shop. Or it might show, you know, different things that the shop is serving. Like if you have a restaurant sign that says, we have sandwiches, we have pasta, we have drinks, that kind of thing, that's a sign as well. Or street signs that show the name of the street. Another one that's really important to pay attention to is a stop sign. Please stop at a stop sign and don't, you know, run into the road. There's also, of course, the open or closed sign on a store. Like if the sign says open, means you can go in. If it says closed, it means nobody is working and the shop, cannot help you. So an example sentence of this might be, McDonald's restaurants always have big yellow signs outside of them. McDonald's restaurants always have big yellow signs outside of them.
All right, so Simon sees this really cool sign on the street. He thinks it's brill or brilliant or awesome. You can use any adjective. And here in the article, he starts to do something. It says, Simon starts to take out his phone, but Lucia stops him. And Lucia says, don't do that!
Don't take out your phone?
Yeah, what's going on?
Maybe she means don't take a picture. Because he said he'll take a picture of this brilliant sign. And,
right.
You know, we're surprised. Simon is kind of surprised, too. The article says Simon is surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what's wrong? Like, what happened? Why are you telling me to put my phone away?
Yeah, and she says it in kind of like a very shocked, kind of scared way. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, the reason why she is reacting this way, she says, you shouldn't take pictures at night during Ghost Month. Oh, okay. So I think the point here is that it's night, it's dark out, and during Ghost Month, it's best not to take pictures. I'm not sure exactly why, but then maybe you don't want to capture something you don't want to see. I don't know. But
I don't know. Well,
anyway.
I mean, often ghosts will show up in pictures that are taken at night, or they show up in shapes that people think look like ghosts. So maybe that's it. So maybe she doesn't want to see ghosts on his pictures.
Yeah. So let's first figure out what the word ghost means. It's spelled G-H-O-S-T, ghost. It's basically the soul of a dead person. So everyone has a soul, but when some people believe that when you pass away or when you die, the soul still exists. We cannot see a soul, but it's just a belief that you have. It's something that you believe in. And some people believe that these souls or these ghosts live in the world we live in today. So maybe there's something or someone around you right now. We're not sure. And they kind of live around on the earth as people still, even though they have passed away and we can't see them. Okay, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, I once saw the ghost of my dead grandmother in this house. I once saw the ghost of my dead grandmother in this house.
That would be a little scary.
A little bit, but I feel like if it were my family member, maybe I wouldn't be as scared because I kind of know who they are, but if I saw a ghost somewhere else, I think I'd be really scared.
Someone you don't know.
Yes, I would be very scared.
Okay, well, I mean, hopefully you will not see any ghosts around.
Yes.
So when Lucius says that he shouldn't take pictures at night during Ghost Month, Simon looks a little worried. Huh, so he's never heard of this before, it sounds like, because he asks her next, what's Ghost Month?
So for people who are not familiar with the Asian culture or like the Taiwanese Chinese culture, they wouldn't know what Ghost Month is. So here Lucia explains, she says, Ghost Month is the seventh lunar month. At the start of the month, the gates to the ghost world open. We don't want the ghosts to pay attention to us. Okay, so in Asian and Chinese culture, they believe that at the seventh lunar month, every month, the gate to the ghost world opens. And I guess it's just kind of like, sounds quite similar to the Mexican Cinco de Mayo, where maybe
Dia?
Oh, sorry.
Dia, that's Dia
de wrong one. Yeah. Cinco de Mayo is a happy one. It's a good celebration. But yeah, the Day of the Dead, basically. And during this day, people who have passed away, family members who have passed away, are allowed to come back to visit their family. So it's kind of similar to that, but, you know, it happens in a different month. Now, this happens in the seventh lunar month. Lunar means it's something related to the moon. So in some cultures, they look at the lunar calendar as well. And it's basically a calendar based on the cycles of the moon or the moon phases.
So you could say that like every time there's a new moon, a new month begins? Okay. I'm not exactly certain how the lunar calendar works. I just know it's a little bit different from the January, February, March calendar.
Yeah, it's quite different.
One. Yeah.
All right. So we saw the word seventh here. Now, there's a lot of different ways to count in numbers like that. So let's take a look at our magic box first.
Magic box. 找亮点.
Oh. 干嘛啦？又发生什么事情了啦？哦，我在休息，你又把我吵醒了。It's
the fifth time you woke me up.
这已经是你第五次把我吵醒了，现在又是怎么样了？啊，我刚刚说的那句话里面的 fifth， 哦，你要请我教学了啊？好。自从大王姐英文变得超倍儿棒的时候，好多人都来请教我，真的是 OK， 不好意思咯。那刚刚那个 fifth 又有什么特别的地方？诶，虽然啊，中文都就是说这个五，但英文呢却是不一样的意思来表达这第几个第几个啦。这呢也就是我们所谓说的叙述咯。 This is my fifth time here.这呢是我第五次来到 Magic Box 课堂上课咯。当数字变为叙述的时候，其实呢有固定的规则啦，把它学起来后就可以灵活的运用咯。其实啊就有一个第一 first， 那第二 second 和第三 third， 这三个啊比较跟原本的数字不太一样，稍微记一下就没问题咯。那再来第四呢，则是用原本的数字四后面加上 th， fourth 就可以咯。那第五呢就是 fifth， 第六 sixth， 第七 seventh， 第八 eighth， 那第九要特别注意咯，去一加上 th， ninth， 第十 tenth， 第十一 eleventh，第十二，哎，也要小心喽，将字尾的 v 一改为 f， 加上 th 就可以喽。twelve， 接下来啊，从第十三到第十九，都是直接加上 th 就可以啦。你以为这样就结束了吗？现在呢，来到了 二十、三十、四十，以此类推啊，其实啊，只要将四维的 y 改为 i e t h 就可以喽。像是 twentieth 就是第二十的意思。那碰到几十几的时候 ，eighth 时候该怎么办啦？很简单啦，这时候呢，就把个位数的部分依刚刚学到的规则变化就可以喽。例如五十九 ，fifty-ninth， 十位数不变，个位数变成 ninth 就可以啦。I still remember my ninth birthday. It was so fun. 说到这个，我就记得我九岁啊，也就是我第九个生日啊，有个派对超好玩的。That was my first time having a birthday party. 那是我第一次有自己的生日派对耶。哦，叙述呢，看似有一点点复杂啦，不过呢，把规则熟记一下，套用进去就可以咯。啊，讲完了，大王姐，又想睡觉了。
Okay, we are back from our magic box, and we're still talking about this ghost month. So, like Lucia says, at the start of the month, the gates to the ghost world open, and, as Tiffany was saying, like, it's also a little bit like Mexican Day of the Dead. You could also say it's kind of like Halloween. Like, I think on Halloween, some people believe that the gates of the ghost world also open and the ghosts walk among people on the earth. And so that's why you have to dress up to disguise yourself so nobody can catch you. All right. So this word gate, if you're wondering what this could be, G-A-T-E is our third word power word. It's a noun, gate.And it's basically a door, but it's an outside door. And it's there to separate one place from another. So you could have any variety of gates, any different kinds of gates. If you have a yard, you might have a fence around it, which is like a small wall. And in that fence, you would have a gate, which is the door between the yard and the street.Or, you know, if you go to old castles or even not so old castles, you'll see that they often have a gate, which is huge. It's, you know, many, many meters tall, and it takes a lot of work to open, but it's still there to divide the courtyard or the inside of the castle wall from the outside. And it's also there to protect people, when they were using castles for fighting. It's also, like in this article, the name for a door that is kept shut and it's guarded most of the time, because it's a gate to an important place. So, like, in Christian beliefs, you have the gates of heaven, which are guarded by St. Peter, or you have the gates of hell, which might be guarded by a different, spirit. But then in Chinese or Taiwanese culture...you have the gates to the ghost world, which are opened in Ghost Month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so an example sentence here. There is a gate in the wall so we can go in and out. There is a gate in the wall so we can go in and out.
Mm. All right, so during Ghost Month, we don't want the ghosts to pay special attention to us. Now, when you pay attention to something, it just means you watch or listen carefully to it. So sometimes your teachers might tell you to pay attention in class. It means your teachers want you to carefully listen to the lesson and to carefully take notes because it could be something really important. But here during Ghost Month, we don't really want all that attention, so we don't want to do extra things to make the spirit or ghost, you know, come to you.
Yeah, that's right. You want to kind of make sure that you can go by them and they don't see you. They don't care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Simon doesn't really know how this ghost month works. So he looks around for ghosts. Of course, he's not going to see any, but he's kind of worried, I think. And he asks, how?Like, how do we, you know, stop them from paying attention to us?
Mm-hmm. Well, Lucia says, we don't do a lot of things this month.
For one thing, we shouldn't shout out people's names or addresses on the street. Okay, so here she says for one thing, and this is used to understand one of two or more reasons for something. Now, she just basically means we shouldn't shout out people's real names because in Chinese names, you know, we have like 陈 blah blah blah, and that's your real name. So she says, one thing, don't shout out people's real names and don't even shout their addresses out on the street.
I'm wondering when would you shout somebody's address?
Yeah, the address thing I don't get, but the name is, you know, it's quite common.
Yeah, so if I say to my friend, Roshini! Maybe I will call some ghost to her.
Oh, that
would be
that?
Very bad. Yes. Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
All right, so we also saw another word pair word here, address. It's spelled A-D-D-R-E-S-S, address. Now, an address is a noun, and it means the words and numbers used to tell a building or a place's location. For example, I can say, I want to send you a letter. Can you tell me your address? I want to send you a letter. Can you tell me your address?
Okay. So Simon, you know, finds out exactly how they don't attract the ghost's attention. So don't shout out people's names. Don't take photos. So with that in mind, Simon puts away his phone. And he says, and we shouldn't take pictures either.
I guess he's starting to feel a little bit scared. He doesn't want all that extra attention on him.
That's right.
And then Lucia also reminds him, right, also don't whistle. Okay. Actually, this is something that my grandma would tell me not to do.
My friends have told me not to do that too.
Yeah, my grandma told me that. She's like, don't whistle. And I'm like, okay. Now, what does whistle mean? Well, whistle, it just means to make a sound with your mouth. I can't really whistle, but it sounds kind of like...
I can.
Oh, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you're good.
That's whistling. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't whistle at all. So, don't whistle during Ghost Month because maybe... It's also just another way to attract ghosts or to get them to pay attention to you. So if you're afraid or if you don't want that extra attention, then don't whistle as well.
It's a way to get their attention. So I guess there's a lot of things you don't do.
Yeah.
So he's starting to get it. He's trying to remember all these things, and he tells Lucia, don't worry, I won't. Like, I won't forget to do these things, or I won't whistle. And do you know what he does next? Simon tries to pat Lucia on the shoulder.
Oh.
She jumps out of the way, and she shouts.
She says, don't do that!
Ah!
I only do that when I play Mahjong.
Oh, really?
Because I know it's like kind of unlucky. Some people believe that it's unlucky to pat someone on the back or shoulder when you're playing Mahjong because it could break their winning streak or something like that.
Oh.
So I understand if it's Mahjong, but this one I don't know.
That's a little bit. If that's true, then it's like cheating.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or maybe she's just scared. She got scared then.
Yeah, I think she got scared.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽.
All right, so for our review time today, we're going to fill in the blanks. So do you guys remember all the word pair words that you learned today?
We got sign, I think, and ghost, and gate, and address.
That's right. All right, so remember these four words. We're going to give you guys, we'll take turns. So I'll give Kat a sentence, and Kat will give me a sentence, and we have to guess what word should we fill in the blank. All right, let's take a look at the first one. Now, number one, can you give me your blank so I can mail a letter to you?
Can you give me your house?
Ooh.
No. Well, obviously, if you want to mail me something, you're going to have to write down my address.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, your turn.
My turn. Okay. Oh, it's easy to find that restaurant. They have a big yellow blank outside.
I think because you have to find that restaurant's name, you need something that tells you the name, right? So
yeah.
It should be a big yellow sign outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe like the McDonald's M or
something
like that.
Yeah, so it's easier for you to find that restaurant or to find something that you need. All right, next one. Number three. I always wait for my mom to pick me up at the school blank.
It should be outside the school where you can go in and out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it must be the school gate.
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
Are you guys getting everything correct so far?
Yeah, good luck. You guys can make your own sentences after this too. But let's do the last one. Okay. Who made that noise? Do you think it's a blank?
Oh, I know this one. Sometimes I do this. I think about this a lot. If I hear a noise or if something happens in a room that I'm not in, I get kind of scared and I start to think a lot. So I think it's probably a ghost.
Yes, it is a ghost. I mean, there's not a ghost in here, hopefully, but the answer is a ghost.
All right. So did you guys get all the words correct? Hopefully you did. You guys can also make your own sentences as well. But that's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Kat.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Culture Shock.
Ghosts and superstitions.
Simon and Lucia are outside on the street. It is dark. Simon sees an interesting shop sign.
That shop sign is Brill. I'll take a picture of it.
Simon starts to take out his phone, but Lucia stops him.
Don't do that.
What's wrong?
You shouldn't take pictures at night during Ghost Month.
What's Ghost Month?
Ghost Month is the seventh lunar month. At the start of the month, the gates to the ghost world open. We don't want the ghosts to pay attention to us.
Simon looks around for ghosts.
How?
We don't do a lot of things this month. For one thing, we shouldn't shout out people's names or addresses on the street.
Simon puts away his phone.
And we shouldn't take pictures either.
Right. Also, don't whistle.
Oh, don't worry. I won't.
Simon tries to pat Lucia on the shoulder. She jumps out of the way and shouts.
Ah! Don't do that!
Sign, sign. McDonald's restaurants always have big yellow signs outside of them. McDonald's restaurants always have big yellow signs outside of them. Ghost, ghost. I once saw the ghost of my dead grandmother in this house. I once saw the ghost of my dead grandmother in this house. Gate, gate. There is a gate in the wall so we can go in and out. There is a gate in the wall. So we can go in and out. Address, 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 address. I want to send you a letter. Can you tell me your address? I want to send you a letter. Can you tell me your address?
认识字汇
Lunar. Whistle.
A+ English 空中美语制作 A+ English 空中美语杂志请洽询全国各大书店欲索取视听教材请来电 02-6160-6160 02-2364-4000 02-2364-4000或上网查询，网址是 www.englishforyou.net www.englishforyou.net 谢谢您的收听。